You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
Welcome. You are listening to and watching the Financial Survival Network. I'm Carrie Lutz. Today is 10/26/21. Well, we saw gold break over $1,800. Silver looked like it was heading towards $25. And then they hit a brick wall. Let's talk with the technicaltraders.com. Chris Vermeulen with us now. Chris, so what is going on here with metals?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Carrie. Yeah, metals, they've been struggling for really the past year, and they're starting to show some signs of life. But a lot of people are getting excited the last few days, as was I, because they were trying to break out. But they're getting rejected today as you and I are doing this interview. And they're not into high gear yet. They're not really starting a full uptrend just yet, but there is light at the end of the tunnels. When you look at the miners, especially GDX, GDXJ, silver miners, they're starting to break to new highs and they're starting a new uptrend. And usually we want to see the equities rally first before we see the bullion go. So usually the leveraged money wants to go into the individual stocks. And that's where they put their money first. And then you'll see the bullion go after that.
All right. Well, it's, it's frustrating to see this back and forth. So you think that the actual miners themselves, the GDX, the XJ, all of those are starting to show strength here, starting to lead the physical?
Yeah, I think they're. I think the market has had a really nice run. Stocks and the miners, even metals. I think we could see a little bit of a pullback for a week or two. I think everything's a little overstretched to the upside, but I think any pause or pullback here is going to be an opportunity to get long all of these different plays, really. And I think the miners are on the verge of a pretty major run and becoming a leading sector as we go into the year end. You look at the bullish percent index of gold, what gold miners are doing, and they've come down and hit a level where we're just starting to see gold miners have bottoming from a technical standpoint on a point and figure chart. And so when the majority have done that and they're starting to trend higher, that's a really good sign. Every time we see this, we can see a multi-week rally from gold miners, and then we typically see physical bullion follow suit. So I think they've turned the corner. Maybe a little pause or pullback here, but gold miners could really be shining, and same with precious metals by the time the end of the year comes here.
All right. So what will be the definite sign that the sector is about to take off?
Really, we just need to see them. I think a little pause, pullback, and then a surge higher. I mean, we just need price to keep going higher. We're really seeing gold still struggle to break previous highs. Same with silver. We need to break another previous high on the daily chart. Once it's broken through a couple of those previous pivot highs from over the last couple of months, once we've broken through two of those really clear standout highs, that's to me is the trend reversal. That means there's enough momentum. It's broken through two layers of resistance, and pretty much when it pulls back or takes a pause, there's going to be more money dumping into these sectors. But right now, they're still kind of struggling, making lower highs and lower lows. And they just haven't fully committed to the turnaround yet. So we really do need higher prices for them to confirm this turnaround.
All right. And what's interesting is that once the turnaround happens, right now, gold's trading right around that $1,800 range, give or take. And a little 10, 15% rally could send it to new highs.
Yeah, it's not much. I mean, when you look at the monthly or weekly charts and zoom way out for the precious metal sectors, I mean, these are really strong looking charts. Gold could be 2,600 pretty quick once the rally takes hold. So these are good charts. It's just the timing's not here yet. These are multi-year patterns, and we just saw a year-long bull flag or a consolidation. So it's got to turn that corner. It's got to start that upward momentum and then grab the media's attention, and everyone will chase it and drive it higher for that next run. But they look really strong. Looking forward, 3, 6, 9 months from now.
All right. Well, we're going to be following up with you and find out, and we'll see what's going to happen. So let's look at some other sectors. So oil, energy, nat gas have just been through the
on fire.
No indication that they're going to pull back at all, which is one of the things that makes the difficulty in gold really surprising. I mean, right now, crude oil's $85 barrel on spot, just about.
I know, it's crazy. I'm expecting $88, $89 a barrel. I've been thinking that for about 2 months, 3 months already. That's where the upside target is, and we're getting there. Energy stocks, just like how they play out with the precious metal sector, energy stocks have been leading the way higher. They broke out yesterday or this week. And that's a good sign. It usually means oil and energies could continue to climb a little bit more. I think they're almost done their run, but overall, they're still leading the way. Energy miner or energy stocks really popped and took off going forward. So, I mean, it's a strong sector. I just filled my truck up this morning with fuel, and it was $1.62 Canadian for a liter, which is just ridiculously expensive. And it just blows my mind. You know, the fuel price is going up. And I mean, that's going to eventually play over into the gold miners because the cost of mining, it's going to start to get really expensive again with these high energy costs.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I mean, I just got a notification from FPL, Florida Power and Light, formerly known as, that they're getting like a 3-4% increase. And most of their generation, the power generated, they have a lot of nuclear power, but the rest of it pretty much is all nat gas. And, right. You know, obviously power generation has a lot of fixed costs involved there, a lot of CapEx, physical plant in place. So energy prices don't have instant correlation to higher electric prices, but eventually they're going to drive electric prices higher.
Don't just survive, thrive. The Financial Survival Network.
American Eagle Gold is focused on exploring for a world-class gold deposit on its flagship property, Golden Gate, located in the Cortez Trend, next door to Barrick Gold and Newmont Mining's Gold Rush and Cortez Mine. They have produced over 27 million ounces of gold. The company plans to drill and advance its relatively unexplored property and continue to focus on acquiring and advancing gold projects in the area. Vice President of Exploration Mark Bradley was at the helm of the team that discovered and defined Gold Rush and has spent the better part of 30 years working on the Cortez Trend. American Eagle trades under the symbol AE on the TSX Venture. For more information and to sign up for notifications, go to AmericanEagleGold.ca.
This is the Financial Survival Network, the information you need to thrive now more than ever.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, we've got this whole backup of, you know, all the boats and stuff backing up in the canals. And it's just such a backlog of trying to get inventory. And of course, that's what's creating a lot of this inflation is you just can't get stuff. So everybody's paying an arm and a leg to get it sooner. And I mean, it's pretty wild when you look at some of the other sectors like the railway sector. I mean, the railway companies, they've just gone absolutely ballistic in the last month and a half. Obviously, if you can't get anything by boat, they're going to throw it on a train. It's just, it's amazing how like these sectors are just spinning around as this world jams up in one spot. It creates a new flood or opportunity in another area. So, I mean, we're in some unique times. Every month or every quarter, it feels like there's something new that's creating another surge or a drop somewhere else. It's pretty wild times.
Yeah, I wrote an article of shortages. In literally less than a year, we went from having adequate port capacity around the world to having major shortages. Now, Florida's Governor DeSantis is saying that we have capacity here in Florida. Well, there's a reason why, because, you know, I think we have 9 or 11 ports in Florida, in the state. Miami, of course, being the largest, Fort Lauderdale second. And really, you ship it into Florida, you got to get it to the rest of the country where the demand is. It's easier on the coasts, you know, New York and California to do that. But California, Port of LA, Port of Long Beach, basket case is here. They got to start going. And then that disrupts everything, the train connections, truck connections, everything.
Yeah.
shambles here. The supply chain just in tatters, and you see that it just is going to take quite a while for it to untangle itself, either in the form of lower demand because prices go so high that people look for substitutes and cut back, or they're just going to have to go 24/7 into the future. And the unions have been fighting that tooth and nail.
Yeah, it's going to be wild. I mean, we're coming into a really interesting time here, I think, for the stock market in general, investors. You know, we're seeing the transportation index as a whole break out and start another run higher, which is a very bullish sign. It usually means if transportation's leading the way, that's a good sign. The stock market's about to start another big rally in general. Also, the small cap sector, like the IWM, the Russell 2000, it's been trading sideways in a tight range. And when that breaks out, coupled with the transportation index, I mean, that usually is a really powerful signal that the stock market is starting another major run to the upside. And I mean, I'm looking at the Russell to run 25, 35% from where it is right now, if we do get that breakout, and we're really close to breaking out on the Russell 2000. So it could be a really big, strong end of the year. I think it could end pretty ugly come early next year. But I mean, if high prices want to rally, we just got to let them rally and take advantage of it. So we need to see if the Russell's going to break out. And if it does, we're going to see, I think, a kind of a euphoric stage in the stock market, where anyone who's missed the last big rally from last year, they finally give in. They say, I can't handle it. I got to get into this market. We're going to see the last amount of people who aren't in the market, which is a very big group, actually, pile in. And we're going to see just this euphoric phase and rally in stocks. And that's when we should actually start to see precious metals and miners do really well late this year, early next year. I think they're going to start to take off. And when they do, and they start outperforming the stock market as a whole, that's the early warning sign. That's the orange flag or the red flag saying, hey, this stock market is on the last legs. Typically, we see gold miners have the strongest push right at the end. And then we see a stock market have a big correction. So if that plays out, it is going to be one amazing wild ride over the next 2-3 months.
Been pretty wild so far, hasn't it? And, you know, yeah. We don't see much. Well, look, what's happening with inflation here? I mean, inflation is really taking off. All your commodities are just on fire, except gold and silver. you know, everything is up dramatically. Look at copper. It looks like it's going to retest its recent new all-time high. Copper's climbing up. And this is, you know, maybe the transports are doing great, but a lot of companies are getting margin pressure. A lot of companies are having to raise prices, right? I mean, they don't have a choice.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's wild. I mean, even real estate's on fire, but believe it or not, real estate agents aren't doing all that well because there's just no supply. People don't want to sell. It's a feeding frenzy to try to get that listing. If you can get the listing, you're golden because it's going to sell. But I mean, there's a billion real estate agents and there's like a handful of homes for sale. I did an article on it or video showing how just the demand has continued to rise and how no one wants to let go of their homes. And so we got this huge disconnect, right? And it's driving the prices up. Same with transportation. It's like these guys have to jack the prices up. It's pretty unique times, that's for sure.
Yeah, these are interesting times. We're living in interesting times for sure. Are you seeing, is it a crack-up boom or is this going to lead to a genuine period of prosperity? That's really the question here, you know?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, it's been such a strong recovery. I don't know how it's going to end. Typically something this strong is, you know, after good times always comes bad times. It's not good and good and good and good. So you can't have good without the bad. So after every good rally and move, there's going to be some type of pause or pullback or a bit of a rougher patch, right? And it's perfectly normal, but people don't want it. They don't want to believe it. They don't want to experience it, but you got to embrace it. You got to understand it's going to happen. And if you don't prepare for it or don't know how to, I mean, it can be pretty painful. So you just got to navigate these markets and be mentally prepared, even for real estate. Eventually, real estate's such a slow moving beast. I mean, the stock market could top out early next year. Real estate could still be holding up fairly well for another year or two before it really starts to collapse and pull back more. And people need to realize eventually you know, we're going to be giving back some of these gains in our homes. It's not exactly the worst thing. I mean, really high property taxes, you know, come with high prices. So it costs us more to live in the same home because the homes have jacked up. So there's a lot of different ways you can look at it. And depending on the type of investor or individual you are, everybody's got a different mindset, but you got to be prepared for this stuff.
Yes, yes, you do, for sure. Well, I mean, if you're looking at markets now, where you think you have the best chance, the best possibilities, if you will, where do you think, which market do you think is the most attractive at this point?
Yeah, it's tough to say. I mean, I like the Russell 2000 has yet to give us that buy signal, but it actually has a really strong looking chart. If it breaks to the upside in the next couple of weeks or even next few days, depending on how quick it rallies here, I think that's got a lot of upside, the small cap stocks. And if we get that breakout, I think it's going to be a lot like 2020, where the market is, man, you can just throw a dart at it. And we're going to see lots of people piling into all kinds of companies. It's going to be sectors on fire, things taking off. So it's going to be really interesting if we get that, because this year has actually been a pretty dormant year in terms of sectors. Most sectors are trading sideways or lower. So we're close to kicking back into another high gear like a 2020 where, I mean, the markets are flying. I think technology is going to be leading the way. All kinds of different tech sectors, pockets of technology in general will kind of be the leading way. I think financials are actually doing pretty well. We're seeing rates continue to go up. And as rates go up, banks tend to do well. They've been hitting new highs this week. So it's going to be interesting to see where it goes, but those are some good plays.
All right. Well, you've given us a lot to chew over here, Chris. Really appreciate you coming back on the show as always. And just tell us where we find you and how to subscribe.
Sure. Yeah, you can find me at thetechnicaltraders.com. And every morning I do a market recap. I share my screen, talk about the markets, the charts, what's happening today, this week, and probably next week. And whenever we trade, whenever I do a trade in an ETF, I share with subscribers and we all trade the markets together. And we focus on sectors and indexes and bonds and keep it pretty straightforward. So that's...
All right. Well, interesting times, that's for sure. If you got a question for Chris, myself, just shoot us an email, kl@kerrylutz.com. Don't forget to subscribe for your free newsletter to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Chris, we'll talk to you again real soon, and really interesting, thought-provoking discussion there.
Thanks, Kerry. All right. Take care.
Thanks for listening to Kerry Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.